Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
All right, it's quarter number two, and we're rocking with you till two. Appreciate you guys being here with us. Happy Friday to you. Happy early Easter, too. It's Easter weekend you got going on. What happens at the Stokely household on Easter? Hiding a bunch of eggs, crushing some ham. What do you guys do?
Yeah, no. Used to do the
eggs. All right,
eggs.
The kids are grown. Yeah.
I used to hide the eggs myself and have a little Easter egg hunt for the kids when they were little. No more. Wife still does a little basket for them.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. So, yeah, and just kind of hang out. Not too much.
Plus, it's like you got hoops on Sunday.
That's right.
You know, you'll be locked into the Rockies series finale with the Diamondbacks on Sunday.
Yeah, this is okay. This is golf time now.
Okay.
It's getting to be golf time. Like, the Masters is next week.
Yeah.
That's when, the golf season's here. A lot of places are starting to open up around now. So it's like, all right, I'm in golf mode now. Stay lighter longer, and I'm ready to get after it.
All right. Well, happy Easter, everybody out there. Celebrate and hope your weekend's great. Let's talk about tonight.
We got our bet. I need some help. So I'm going to throw this out there.
Okay.
To our great listeners on how I should handle your proposition.
Okay.
Give it to me. What is it again?
So right now, UConn is the overall number one seed. They're dominating. They've won every game by at least 28 points. I offered you UConn or the field for a future pizza bet. So you take UConn, they're going to win, and that's your team. Or you take the field, and you'll have a couple of handfuls of other teams that could possibly win this, including Houston, still out there as the big number one seed as well.
Yeah, I'm... All right, let me think about it for a second here. I want to get some help.
What would the texters do?
Yeah, get some help from our great listeners, and because I'm not quite sure. It's like, goodness, this is you know what? Me and my old wide receiver coach for the Colts used to do this in golf.
Oh, really?
It was Tiger Woods or the field.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's when he was in his prime, and that's what we were doing, and that's crazy in golf. You know, in just normal tournaments, like, before the tournament started, you want Tiger, you want the field. I'm trying to think of it. Purdue's still pretty good. Houston, I love that Houston team. Tennessee, I really like Tennessee also.
Right.
But man, UConn, like you said, I mean, what's their point differential?
28.6 a game.
That's just remarkable. They won it last year. They're on a roll this year. Let me think. I'll give you get some help. I'll give you an answer here at the end of this segment.
All right.
And let you know where I'm at. So but I like this. I like this action. This is a good one. Got me thinking a little bit here.
Good. Maybe I could talk you into another one later too.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, might as well.
303-713-1043. What would you do? UConn or the field? Let us know right there on the RamosLaw.com text line. And you got to pick here in about 5 minutes.
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, all right, how about tonight? Again, you get NCAA hoops back. You're going to get the Rockies going. The Avs are off until tomorrow. They got a huge win against Nashville. But the Nuggets, Timberwolves, number one seed in the West, obviously on the line. Season series tied 1-1 here, and it's a big one. The Wolves have won 3 in a row, and the Nuggets, we know what they have been after the All-Star break, did have the tough loss to the Phoenix Suns. How are we feeling about tonight? How are we feeling about a triple-double? And who the heck is playing for the Denver Nuggets? Haven't seen anything on Jamal or Aaron Gordon. Remember, AG, he was like holding his knee at the free throw line a couple of different times the other night.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it was a play where he gets the foul, and it didn't look like anything, but he starts holding his knee, and then even after the first free throw, you take the couple steps to high-five your guys. He limped into those couple of steps.
Yeah,
played the rest of the game, okay. But it was obvious that he wasn't 100%.
I didn't notice that. So I'm just kind of expecting him to play. I'm expecting all the guys to play that played last game to play in this game. And you know, who knows with Jamal? I don't know. You know, like, I was kind of expecting him to play against the Suns.
Yeah.
So it might be a little bit worse than we thought. They might be more cautious. Maybe he's ready to go this week. I mean, tonight. And it was close against the Suns. Maybe he's going to be till next week. You just don't know with that ankle injury. So, obviously, they need Jamal. I mean, it's so evident that they need Jamal Murray. And without Murray, they go from being, you know, a great team to a middle-of-the-road type of team. I mean, that's the way I look at them. Am I over-exaggerating that? Maybe not a middle-of-the-road. I'd put them up a little bit more. But, man, when you look up there and you see that bench in there and you see some of those guys in there and not being able to score the basketball and shooting like, you know, your 40 and over rec league team, that's not ideal. I just think his importance is so huge for this team. And I don't know about the lineups and what staggering different guys. And Jamal's a big part of that with that second group there. Yes. And he's in the lineup with those guys, and he's controlling everything. Now he's gone. Who is that guy? And it didn't look good against the Suns. Am I over-sensationalizing Jamal's importance to this team?
No, I wouldn't call middle of the road, and you kind of checked yourself on that one. Like, they're not a top-tier team without him. They fall down to that maybe second tier of NBA teams. He is officially questionable. Does this worry you at all? They've changed it now. It says right knee inflammation. It's not shins or ankles anymore. It's right knee inflammation.
Well, hell yeah, it does.
Like, why do they change it?
Exactly. What? How? When? What?
This is the first time I'm seeing it change to right knee inflammation.
I don't like that.
What does
that
mean? From shins to ankles to now knee.
My neck, my back.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Tyson, like my spinal. I mean, I don't know. No, I don't like it. How could you like it? Because it was ankle and now it's knee. What's going on with the knee? When did you hurt the knee? When did you hurt it? Was that against the Knicks?
Might have been. No,
it was. Or did he try to get back and hurt it then? Something happened and now it's swelling up or something.
It might be the Knicks, because he did come up short twice against the Knicks. Once in the first half and then that late one where he shouldn't have even been on the damn floor. Late one was ankle for sure.
Right.
Maybe that early one was the knee. I'll have to see if I can remember the play on that. But I remember him going down under the basket. And that might have been the play.
Look, I'm concerned, of course. Like, how could you not be concerned when it's been ankle, and now it's something different, right? I mean, and, like, if it was no disrespect here.
Okay.
No disrespect. But if it was Colin Gillespie, it'd be like, okay, whatever. But when it's Jamal and his injury history and what he's been dealing with, and it was the ankle and now it's something else, like, and his importance to the team, then, yeah, it's very concerning because they ain't winning it without him, brother. It ain't happening.
You're right.
There's no chance that team, you know, can do what we hope they can do and think they can do without Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wrap. So, like, that's the stuff that just makes you a little bit nervous of, like, why? Why? How did that change? Why did it change? So, we'll see. I don't want to be, you know, again, like, hype it up too much or be too concerned about it. It might be nothing, but just because of what he means to the team, I think it makes you worry a little bit more about it.
I agree with you. You're absolutely right. They're not winning a championship without a 100% healthy Jamal Murray. You might be able to further that point, Stoke. They're not winning a championship without a 100% healthy starting five. They got to be firing on all cylinders and everybody right the start of the postseason, or this thing could get a little messy.
Yeah, you're probably right there, just because you don't have the guy coming off the bench to replace any of the, you know, even KCP, what he means on the defensive side, and he can make you a few big threes. So I think that's fair because of the lack of bench support and depth there from the bench. Jokic, I looked, I think it was last night, triple-double odds are still great.
Are they?
Oh, last night it was. You know, it was right around.
It's been 84 years since he had one.
Yeah, it was right around plus 200, so like it was against Phoenix. That makes me nervous, but, like, all right, it's Friday night. Guess what? They lost to the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jokic just comes out on a mission. Now, maybe that mission is to score and stop, you know, screwing around. And maybe that's what he does, and it's just a lot of points, and he doesn't get the assist. But, I mean, I'll take a shot.
I'll take a shot, too.
Yeah. Plus, you know, 200 right around there. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it's at. But, yeah, it's Friday night.
Yeah.
You've got to go for this thing. So, and like you said, it's been a little bit, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay.
I like it.
I'll give it a shot. I'll give Homek another shot. We'll give Homek another shot, right? You know the movie.
Oh, no.
Superbad.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
See, that's what happened yesterday.
With what?
You guys, you three.
Oh, Phil had a great one.
Phil had a great, you know, movie quote line. Yeah. That's what I told you. You used to be in the locker room. Like, you'd be staying, like, hey, you know, hanging out, doing whatever, and then somebody drops a quote line or whatever, everybody starts laughing, and I'm just a guy just standing there like, okay, yeah, no, I got to go to the trainer. Well, yeah, ankle sore. Yeah, okay, yeah, funny. That funny movie line. That's what happened in here.
You did kind of get quiet.
Yeah, I just looked at y'all like, yeah, no clue. I'm taking the field.
There we go. The field.
Who?
Okay.
Houston.
That's what the Texans told you to do. Take the field.
Did they?
Yeah.
Perfect. They're smart. I'm smart.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to do. So I'm taking the field against UConn. You got UConn pizza on the line. Let's rock and roll.
This played out perfectly. I got a Rockies Nuggets related question coming at you next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
All right, Stoke has taken the field in our future pizza bet. He offered UConn or the field. He has taken the field. 303-713-1043. How do you feel about that decision? How do you feel about what you watched last night with the Avs, with the Rockies, and the Nuggets, as we just mentioned, with a big-time game tonight against Minnesota? I got a fun question. I'm stealing it off the text line, and I lost it in the group where I'd give you a bunch of credit. This is a good question, though. Who wins more games this year, the Nuggets or the Rockies?
Ooh. Wow.
58 is, or if they get to 58, would be the franchise record for wins in a season by the Nuggets. They'd have to really take care of business here in the final 9-10 games. But the over-under was 59.5 for the Rockies, and it started the way it started last night with them giving up 14 runs in one inning.
Yeah, 18 batters, 14 runs in the third. Historically bad inning. We haven't seen that, Josh, since 1900 in an opening day.
1900?
Yeah, 1900. So pretty bad way to start the season there. You look at the Nuggets. They got 51 wins. Okay. And we have how many games left, Josh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9? Round 9?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
9 games left. Go through them real quick. Minnesota, tough one at home. Cleveland, they're a good team. At home, San Antonio, coached by the worst NBA coach, the bad guy, Greg Popovich. That will be, I can't believe they struggled so much. He's supposed to be the best coach in the history of the world.
Right.
So that shouldn't be very difficult. So 3 in a row at home coming up. Clippers on the road, Atlanta at home, Utah on the road. Got another one against Minnesota at home again.
Mm.
And that's a back-to-back one after Utah. Then San Antonio, Memphis on the road. Those should be 2 wins. So I'm looking at this thing. Okay. 9 left. At the worst, they're 6-3.
Okay.
I think they're 7-2, 8-1 here is what I'm looking at, Josh. So if you win 7, let's just say 7, that's 58 wins. Yeah, it's a Nuggets. I'm not very, dude, did you?
Yeah, I get
they,
it.
They gave up 14 runs in an inning. They lost 16-1. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can I have confidence that they're going to do anything this year? So I have more confidence in the Nuggets. And the Nuggets might run it out. They might win 9.
There you go.
So that gets them to 60.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go Nuggets there. What do you think?
Man, I just yesterday, and we talked about it, like every baseball team is supposed to win 60. Now, the Rockies didn't do that a year ago, which set the number at 59.5. I'm probably going Nuggets, too. This is just bad. I don't see the Rockies finding themselves. That pitching staff is terrible. They're a couple of their best pitchers, and Marquez and Senzatella aren't going to be around for 2 months, and it could be 30 games under 500 at that point. So I'm with you. I don't even know that the Nuggets need to get to that 60 mark. Get to 58, set the franchise record, and I think they win more games than the Colorado Rockies. Let us know how you feel about it out there on the text line, 303-713-1043. You said 1900?
Yeah.
1900.
Yeah, 1900. That was the last time. That was like, I don't even know. How do they even have stats back then? Do you think they kept stats?
Somebody was scoring it right in the stands and then just handed it to somebody, and that was the official score sheet.
I guess.
Back in 1900, the average annual income of a family was $3,000 a year. The family had no indoor plumbing, no phone. They didn't have cars, and most teens dropped out of school so that they could go work in a factory and help their family.
Mm.
That was in the 1900s.
Right.
The last time baseball looked like it did last night with our hometown team.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's like it was historically bad.
Yeah.
And obviously a lot has changed since then. And that was a long, long time ago.
Yes, it was.
And we just, you know, trumped that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a really bad inning. And it's just like, goodness, I was hoping that they would do something to get me feeling good and like get us feeling good. Like, okay, maybe it will be different this year. We heard Bud Blackley was on with Mark and Mike yesterday, and it's like, you know, hey, they're going to try to shock the world. They know what people are saying about them, and it's like, okay, back's against the wall. And so you're hoping to see something a little bit different. And if it was, it'd be like, all right, maybe this team has a little something. Maybe they'll be sneaky good, right? I mean, this is
right.
But then you go out and you give up 16. So that was a bummer.
We'll hear a little bit from Bud Black later on when we get back to the Rockies. But tell us who you're picking, Nugs or Rockies. Most wins at the end of each of their regular seasons. I actually heard something on Mike and Mark this morning that I couldn't freaking believe it. They were talking about Augusta, and you're starting to see the commercials. And, you know, like you said, the weather's changing. Golf is here. It feels really good. They said that Augusta National has a $45 million annual budget for landscaping. Now, it's beautiful, right? And what is it, the azaleas that they have over there? And
they're blooming.
You got to get those things up and running.
Yeah.
$45 million. I get it's the best golf course and the most prestigious, but it seems a little ridiculous.
Well, you know, they put a lot into the golf course. It's important to them. And golf is expensive. So, you know, when you take into everything into consideration, the watering, the, you know, everything, you know, they got the best of the best. You're talking about these, you ever watch them like in the morning? Sometimes they put it on TV and they got like, you know, 10 of these huge mowers.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all going and they got to cut it perfectly, right? Every piece of grass. And so, and they're all in sync and in line. And it's just, it's, the grains are unbelievable, but also you got to remember like the irrigation systems that they have there,
right.
And they can you know just suck the water out of the greens because this time of year you'll get a lot of rain there too, and they have that throughout the whole course, so it's they put a lot into it certainly. That's but they want it to be perfect, and to them that's part of doing it, and if you have the money to do it, then guess what, you just do it. But that's a big number.
Yeah. It's a huge number. And that's what I said. It caught me off guard. I get it that you have to do all that. I didn't even realize they have the technology to like suck the water out from the grass. That's pretty sweet. I wonder, you know, I was a landscaper once, right?
Yeah.
I was in charge of Lakeside Amusement Park grounds for three straight summers.
Well, maybe you could go over there and get a job at Augusta and help them out.
Yeah, what do you think? If the budget's $45 million, what's their head groundskeeper guy pulling down?
500.
Dang. 500. To water some plants?
To a mill, I would say. I mean, like those guys are very important. You know, when you head up something like that, you know, that's a stressful job. Like everything's got to be perfect. So we're putting a lot of money into it. Like, don't bleep it up, or guess what? You're fired, bud. And they ain't playing around. But we're giving you $45 million to make this thing perfect, okay? And they're going to pay him good, of course. Like, you're not going to go cheap on the guy that's overseeing everything.
Sure.
Right? You're investing all this money into everything, and then you're not going to pay that guy anything? No, you're going to go get the best of the best groundskeeper out there, and you're going to pay him well. So he does a great job, and he appreciates it.
It's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if that, I'm not sure I have the references from Lakeside of using my water wand as a hockey stick to hit my buddy with stuff, right?
Yeah, you're out.
They probably don't want me doing that at Augusta.
No.
But $45 million to cut some grass and water some plants, pretty good gig out there.
A little bit more than that. Little bit more than that.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, well, of course.
you're right. They have to put new holes in the ground from time to time as well.
Yeah.
That probably takes 7-8 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly. That's all it is.
Time is valuable. Time is valuable. I get it. All right, let's take a timeout, come back, get into an Avalanche conversation, hear a little bit from Jared Bednar. Couple losses in a row, reason to worry, or are you taking some silver lining out of how they played against one of the top-tier teams in the NHL last night? We'll have that conversation next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
come up short. They've dropped a couple in a row. Did get a point last night losing in the shootout where the Avs just struggle finding the back of that net. Been a couple of games that they've struggled scoring, but still right in control in the driver's seat to obviously be a playoff team. They could have clinched a playoff spot last night, unable to do so, but they'll be fine. They'll be all right. It was a tough game, a really dang good game, Stoke, really for... I mean, what, 39 and a half minutes? They were dead even. Defense was solid. Neither team was really taking a risk or giving themselves a position to make a mistake and allow the other team to capitalize. And then, of course, you get that one late in the second period. It's easy to say, oh, man, how great would the matchup be in the Stanley Cup playoff or final between those two clubs? They're very evenly matched. I think the Rangers have better goaltending. We obviously saw that there in the shootout, but it's a great team. It's a great team, both sides of it, great goaltending. It'd be a hell of a seven-game series if that's what it were to come to. That's way down the road, but that's obviously kind of what you think about when you see a powerhouse in the East like the Rangers come into Colorado and handle their business against a powerhouse in the West like the Avalanche.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good battle, good game. Two really good teams, and, you know, goes to overtime, and they win in the shootout. All right. Good job. Not the end of the world there.
Yeah.
You're probably more disappointed in the Canadiens' loss than this game. They bounced back, and look, it's I'm not going to make too much out of what's happened in the last two games here. I still feel good about this team. I feel good about the additions, and hopefully we can get Val back here.
That's a good point.
Day-to-day and lower body injury. Hopefully it's nothing major, and all right, let's go. I was pleasantly surprised. Georgie stepped up and played a really good game. And, you know, like you say, if you only give up two goals, you got to win that thing. I don't care if you're playing against Patrick Roy. I don't care who it is in the net. You get, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, you got to score. This team is built to score goals. And so he did his job. Offense just, you know, puck didn't find the net enough, and it's all good. Get back on track here. When's the next one?
Saturday against Nashville, a big one.
All right, let's go. At home?
It's a big one Saturday, yep.
And, I like it.
And the Preds, you're battling with the Preds. You might see the Preds in round one, depending on how some things shake up. And you remember, until these last two games, that they went on a 9-game win streak after they had lost to Nashville. So they lost to Nashville the first game of March, didn't lose again until this week against the Canadiens, and then obviously the Rangers last night. So Saturday will certainly be a big one. I also got to give some love to Casey Mittelstadt. He got that first goal with like 30 seconds left in the second period. He's just got this wrister, Stoke, and I don't know, hockey guy, if you want to make fun of me of liking this the way I do, it just doesn't feel like a normal wrister. He had it out in front last night, and he's got, you know, puck on stick. But his ability to, he doesn't have to draw back. Like, he's always, at least in the last couple of goals he's scored with that wrist shot, I feel like he's catching the goaltender by surprise because they don't know, you know, how quick the ability he has to get that thing on net when he's just skating towards net with it on his stick. I'm just impressed with his wrister ability, and I wanted to give him some love.
I love it. That's good. Yeah, it was a really nice goal by him. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got some additions here throughout the season, and hopefully it will just continue to pay off. But it seems like this group, you know, McKinnon talked about it a couple weeks ago or a week ago, and it just seems like it's a right fit, the right guys with, you know, our stars,
yeah.
The right role players there. So I like this group. I'm excited about this group, and we'll see what it looks like. What did we say? How many games left we've gotten?
I think it's 9 for both.
Okay, 9 for both?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then it's game time. And that's what I'm looking forward to. Like, the Avs will be in the playoffs, and let's just get – I'm ready for it now.
Yeah, I kind of – with both the Nuggets and the Avs, how do you kind of view these last 8-9 games, last week and a half of the regular season? Is it – I mean, you obviously want to be playing your best brand of hockey, your best brand of basketball going into it, but I'm not going to – I don't know, Stoke. I'm not going to get too freaked out about stubbing your toe a little bit. I think the Avalanche are better suited for this than the Nuggets are. Like, I think the Nuggets are done with the regular season. I think they're bored. I think they're ready for this to mean a little bit more. I think the starters are ready to probably play a little bit more and have some responsibility on their plates. Now, I always said this, hockey players, they'll handle it and they'll do it the right way. But both teams are ready for the postseason, and I see the Nuggets just like, hey, these nine games kind of stink. Let's just get to the real stuff.
Yeah, you that's human nature a little bit, right?
Sure.
I mean, you played a lot last year. You won it all. And now you've had a really good regular season, and you're getting to the time here where you're looking at it like, okay, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and that's the playoffs. Let's go. Let's go. Like, all right. I mean, we're not going to really be getting up here for San Antonio, you know, on April 2nd.
Yeah.
So that's understandable. It is. I think the biggest priority here, like Michael Malone has told us, is just their health. Getting ready to go into the playoffs, their health, but also do think seeding is important. And I don't want to overlook that, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want, you know, all of a sudden you fall apart here late. And, you know, right now you're a half a game up on Minnesota and Oklahoma City, okay, and for the one seed. So I don't want to all of a sudden look up here and you fall to the third spot because, you know, like you say, you're playing with your food here the last nine games of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You're here, and I think that's the message from Michael Malone. If you're healthy, we're playing you, and let's go get that thing.
Yeah.
Let's go get it. Last year we had it. Look what happened. I think it's important in the West this year to have home court. You and Zach, you know, y'all just woo, 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 like the Nuggets are like it's their birthright to run through the West now. After,
yeah.
You know, like, oh, okay. But I don't feel that way, okay? I would like to have the number one seed. I would like to have home court. If we match up with Minnesota late, if we match up with the Thunder late, and I want home court, and I think it's important to have home court.
Now you're going to hate this, a fully rested team as the three seed, or a tired team rolling in as the one seed?
Well, that's not that. No.
What do you mean?
No. Why can't I have both, man? I'm greedy. I want both.
We can
have both.
They're tired.
They need a nap.
Yeah.
Do they need a nap?
Yeah.
We need a nap now. Put them down for a little nap and get them rested. Look.
Little bowl of mac and cheese right when they wake up, waiting for them.
Well, you know I made fun of Michael Malone at the All-Star break when he said that.
Mm-hmm.
And I continued it. But it turned out that he was kind of right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I give him credit for that because how did they play after the All-Star break? They were balling.
Outstanding, yeah.
So, the proof is in the pudding. They're what you said they were tired and they got some good rest and then they looked like a completely different team post All-Star break than pre All-Star break. But I'm not playing your game, Josh. I'm not doing it. You're not. No, we can have both.
All right.
It's not like
I'm nervous about that.
You're nervous about what?
Trying to have both.
You are.
Yeah.
Well,
changed Jamal's injury three times in the last week.
Well, I'm worried about Jamal. And again, look, if you're not ready to go and you're not healthy, then don't play him. But if you're ready to go and we're playing basketball, you know, we're not running a marathon here. Let's play. I mean, what did they do yesterday? What did they do yesterday?
They played.
No, yesterday.
I don't know.
What did the Nuggets do yesterday?
Oh, they had the day off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
So that's the rest is the day
rest.
In between.
You have a whole day off.
They play 82, man.
And
they're tired.
You have a whole day to rest and recover. How many days do we need to rest? That would be my question to you.
Okay. I think.
Is it five? Is it seven? Do we need to take a whole 2 weeks off? Do we? I mean.
You said they end with San Antonio and Memphis, right?
I just lost it, but yes.
All right.
Two bad teams.
Don't play those games.
There you go. I'm fine with that.
Oh, we can agree on that.
I'm fine with
that. Okay.
Well, it depends on where we're at. And so, I take that back. I'm not fine with that. No. You tried to draw me into your, no.
They're bad teams. You beat those guys.
You've also lost to some bad teams. It's not our birthright to just like all of a sudden be this team like we're just going to run through whoever just because we're the Denver Nuggets and we got Jokic. And no, I don't like that attitude. I don't like it at all. I'm down on that attitude, Josh.
I like that you want to be greedy. It's
Spurs Grizzlies, but and it's both on the road too.
Oh yeah, let them just stay here. Only fly out there with like six dudes.
Oh,
dude, Stoke with full rest and 100% healthy. No NBA team can beat the Nuggets in a 7-game series.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
You could take that to the bank.
I tell you what. When we get to that point, bring it back up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I want to see what this team looks like, because you do have a good point. This is both on the road. Okay. All right. I might be flexible there with you, because you do make some good points.
We'll revisit that.
All right.
We'll revisit that when we get there. Let's turn our attention back to the Rockies and the historically bad opening night that they had. We'll give you some details about how bad it was and what we expect now the rest of the weekend coming up next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
We're almost to lunchtime on a Friday. How you feeling? How's that bracket? What's your weekend looking like with Easter on deck? Let us know at 303-713-1043. It's the RamosLaw.com text line. Watch the show, take it in, and hang out in the chat room over on Twitch, twitch.tv/DenverSportsCom. All right, the Rockies were bad. We know what it was in that third inning. I didn't realize it was the 18 batters that you said, Stokes, so they went through the lineup twice. Kyle Freeland gave up 10 runs. That's a career high for him. They did all right after that, but the damage was done and the game was over. So the bullpen throwing 5.1 scoreless innings and getting 7 strikeouts. Nice, but the writing was already on the wall and it was over at that point. Let me do something that we don't do a lot.
Oh.
I'm actually going to give the Rockies credit on something here.
You are.
I am.
Okay.
Because we talked about it yesterday, wondered what it would look like if you don't get them on your TV and if you're going to pay the $100 or the $20 a month that it is. And we found out like it is on some of the networks. It's on some of the Comcast, some of the DirecTV streams and all that stuff if you have the packages. That was a pleasant surprise. And here's where I'm going to give the Rockies some credit. They struggle at a lot of what they do. But this baseball team, in, I don't know, what do you want to call it, 3, 4 months, 5 months after finding out, hey, we're having these TV issues that a lot of people are having and a lot of regional sport networks and everything that's going into how we consume sports are changing. And the Colorado Rockies, Stoke, were able to find a television home one way or another in 5 months, 6 months, didn't miss a game. And they're the Rockies, right? Like, that's not what we're really wanting to consume. I'm not being funny here. I give them a ton of credit for finding a way to put their games on TV, be it comical the way it was last night or not. They've answered that. They've figured that out. While we sit in this market and going on 5 years where the Nuggets and Avs, you still got to do a dance to figure out how to get that. And I know there's all kinds of stuff that goes into that. It's above my pay grade. And I don't even care, to be honest. Put it on TV. I don't need the story. Put it on dang TV. I really do give the Rockies credit for figuring this out.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, it's good to be able to watch them if you want to watch them, right? So I guess if you're looking for a silver lining after that historically bad performance on opening day, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to watch this disaster, you can watch it.
That's right.
It's available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so at least we got that going for us.
They did some right, you know, and we're going to knock them on everything they do wrong, and trust me, we will. I thought we should give them a little bit of credit for getting something right and figuring that part out when we have an example in this market that hasn't been able to cross that bridge in 5 seasons. And they matter. Those teams matter. And this one doesn't. So just wanted to give them a little bit of credit
for that. Look at you being so nice.
You like that?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Well, give me about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll get back to
you. Okay,
I
like the mean Josh. I like the haymaker Josh. I like the Josh that's calling out Fort Collins and CSU and what's the 970 area code?
970, yeah.
See, now I know it.
You do.
You call
good.
Them out so much. The 970 area codes and the only thing good out of Fort Collins is what?
Crazy Carl's.
Yeah. See, I like that Josh better than the guy that's giving, you know, credit and props to people.
See,
and
now you're getting fired up because you also forgot the exit ramp is a good spot because then you're leaving Fort Collins.
Yes, that's
I
yes,
like
that's,
that spot
yes,
too.
Yeah, you, yeah, that's what else. You like two things in Fort Collins: the exit ramp and crazy calls. I like all of Fort Collins.
You do.
I love it all. I love Fort Collins. Great place. Great place to visit.
How about that 14th inning? Bud Black called it an avalanche after the game.
They had a lot of momentum. You know, they just kept getting hits, and you know, balls kept going through, and balls, you know, kept dropping. The balls that sort of couple were looped into the outfield, but you know, that's baseball.
That's baseball, he said.
Yeah. No, Bud. That's not baseball. That's not, buddy. Of a 14 in one inning, 18 batters going to the plate, that's not baseball.
No.
That's not. We hadn't seen baseball like that since 1900 on opening day. Okay, so that's I got to disagree with my man Bud there.
I'm with you. That might be Rockies baseball.
Right.
But that's not baseball as to what we want to see. And I don't know, Stoke. I'm not going to give a pass. Like, it's almost the, you know, avalanche term or the floodgates opening up of what could go wrong went wrong in that third inning last night for the Colorado Rockies. But that also tells you that's who they are. They don't have somebody that you can turn to. There's not somebody sitting in that bullpen that can come and stop the bleeding the way it needed to be stopped last night. Or there's not somebody that's, hey, four batters from now, X player is going to come up. He's going to get himself on base. They're going to find a way to get him home. You feel none of that stuff with the Rockies. There's not a way to stop the bleeding once you've been punched in the face 3,000 times the way they were last night.
Yeah, look, they're a team that's lacking top-tier talent. We know that. So you're going to have games like this where it's just ugly. Hopefully we won't see a lot of them, though. Mm-hmm. And it does, though. Like, I think if you're Bud, this is what you try to say, hey, it was a one inning, guys. That was it. We fixed that. We'll be fine moving forward. And it's just one loss. You got to move on. You got to turn the page. But just don't embarrass us like that. You can lose. You can lose, 105 games, whatever the case may be. Just don't make us like we don't need to be a part of the sports storyline on a Thursday night. March Madness is going on. Teams are getting to the, what do we got? The Sweet 16, uh-huh. Elite Eights. And you got, we got the Avs on. Like, okay, you lose 7-1. No one's talking about you. ESPN's not talking about you. But when you give up 14 in the third, ESPN is talking about you.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing. Just don't embarrass us, right? We know you're bad. Just don't embarrass us. And I mentioned earlier that, usually you don't see hat tricks in baseball, but we had a hat trick.
Oh, did?
Triple double or okay. A hat trick. But triple double. We had a triple. Usually you don't see triple doubles in baseball.
No.
We're hoping to see that from Jokic tonight, right? But our guy, Kyle Freeland, did provide a triple double, unfortunately.
What were the numbers?
Gave up 10 hits.
Okay, there's one.
10 runs.
Okay, there's another.
And 10 earned runs.
Okay.
That's a triple double.
They did that in 2 1/3 innings as well.
Yeah. ERA of 38.5.
Oh, wow.
38.57.
Wow.
To be exact. That's ERA after one game.
Do we still like feel sorry for Kyle Freeland, or did that ship sail as well?
Who felt sorry for him? Why?
Like, he's a hometown kid. You're the Rockies guy. You know, it used to, I don't know how it is anymore, but like the Freeland bros would show up at Coors and wear, be in his front row wearing his jersey, cheering him on every night. And he's on, what is this, year 8 for Kyle, and will never, ever, 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 ever be a part of a winning organization if he continues to be the hometown kid, the cute story that is.
I don't feel sorry for him at all. I mean, he got a huge contract.
Oh, so the pay's good?
Yeah. Like, you feel sorry for a guy making, I don't know, what he signed, 50, 60 million bucks
something like that,
for whatever the contract was, and fully guaranteed? You get to pitch at Coors Field and live here? You're not living in, Pittsburgh.
Sure.
Or Philly,
yeah,
or like Milwaukee. I mean, like, it's a great place to live, and you're making a ton of money. And so, if you wanted to play for a winner, then you shouldn't have signed a contract. Nolan,
he was 0-for-4 last night.
Yeah, so there we go. He put a smile on my face.
All right, it's lunchtime on a Friday. We got a ton going on. Last night, tonight, we're going to get you caught up on everything. The madness in the Sweet 16, a crazy game that ended in a shootout with the Avs, And we mentioned the Rockies with their worst way to start a season, plus a huge one for the Nuggets. We're going to hit them all. A little sports tornado for you coming up next.